Whether you've been podcasting for a long time or you're just getting started, you may come to a point where you consider taking a break from podcasting. The reasons could be endless. Maybe your career is picking up. Maybe you got a vacation plan, or personal or family affairs have come up, or you just need time away from podcasting to recharge. You can take a break from podcasting without experiencing adverse effects to your episodes, listeners, or directories. Let's talk about some tips and tricks that'll give you peace of mind during your hiatus. And let's talk about some features within Buzzsprout that you can leverage if you do choose to take a break from podcasting. First, I'd recommend having a timeline in mind. Are you taking a break from podcasting for a week, a month, or longer than that? Having a timeline in mind will make planning your podcast break and eventual return much easier. Secondly, it's a good idea to communicate these decisions to your listeners. Let them know that you'll be taking a break and when they can expect you to return. This will help give them a mental note of when to resume listening to the podcast again. Lastly, consider sharing updates with your listeners during your break. Let them know how things are going. Let them know about some of the awesome things you've got lined up. This will help give them some reassurance that when you do return, they've got some awesome content to look forward to. Lastly, when you do decide to take that much needed break and you aren't recording new episodes, Buzzsprout does offer an archive plan. This plan is a great option if you want to keep your current episodes, but you don't foresee yourself uploading new episodes anytime soon. Let me show you where to find this plan on your Buzzsprout dashboard. Go to your Buzzsprout dashboard and click the Podcast Settings tab, and then click Cancel/Redirect Podcast. You'll be presented with three options. Archive your podcast, which allows you to keep all your episodes online for only $5 a month. This option also keeps your episodes populated on all directories like Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. The second option is titled Redirect and Downgrade. You would use this option if you wanted to move your podcast to another hosting service. The last option available is Cancel and Delete It All. Instead of archiving your podcast and subscribers like the other options, this one deletes it all. And since it deletes your podcast's unique RSS feed, it cannot be reversed or recovered. You will lose all of your subscribers in the process. You'll have to agree to Buzzsprout's terms of cancellation to finalize this step, so only pursue this option if you are absolutely sure that you're done with podcasting. Remember, it's okay to take a break from podcasting. It's a rewarding but involved hobby. And taking time to recharge doesn't have to result in you losing your audience or the content that you've worked hard to create.
Thanks for listening to Podcasting Q&A. If you have a question you would like for us to answer on a future episode of the show, head to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click on the link in the show notes and leave a brief audio message. Podcasting Q&A is available in both video and audio format. If you prefer video, please subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel. And if you like audio, Podcasting Q&A is available in all your favorite podcast apps. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.